Soldiers of Ivory Coast's rival leaders have been battling for the presidential palace, military bases and state TV in the main city of Abidjan. The conflict in the African nation has been so brutal that 800 people have been killed in just one town. Advancing soldiers backing Alassane Ouattara, who UN-certified results show won a November 28th presidential election, met stiff resistance from fighters remaining loyal to incumbent Laurent Gbagbo, who has refused to step down. Caritas Internationalis has condemned attacks on civilians and says the humanitarian situation in Ivory Coast is rapidly deteriorating. We spoke to Communications Director Patrick Nicholson.
Well, I spoke to our Caritas Côte d'Ivoire humanitarian staff, and they took part in an assessment team to this area in the west of the country, and there they reported part of the town of Douai. It's lots of bodies littering the city and the bush and the surrounding area. The estimates range from 800 to 1,000 killed. And so obviously it's a very troubling and worrying development. The bodies are still, some have been put in mass graves, but the others still are littering the streets. So the government now in Côte d'Ivoire is looking for support in burying the bodies to help prevent disease.
Well, this, I mean, as you call it, a massacre, but no one seems to know who's absolutely responsible for it. But I would imagine that there needs to be culpability for something as horrible as this.
Yes, I think what needs to happen is a proper and thorough investigation into who is responsible for these killings and for those people to face justice.
The situation, as we can see, has just rapidly deteriorated in Ivory Coast. How hard is that making your work and the work of other aid agencies who are trying to help people?
It's making it extremely difficult. The humanitarian situation has rapidly deteriorated over the last 48 hours of the last week. Our staff aren't able to access many of the areas where they've been working. You're seeing an increase in number of people forced out of their homes because of the violence. You're seeing people seeking refuge in churches, in the cathedral in Abidjan. So the situation really is looking much bleaker than it was a week ago.
The security situation for people, but also for teams like Caritas who are in there, it must be also quite tense.
Yeah, our teams haven't really been able to leave their homes or their offices, apart from things like this joint assessment. So they haven't been really able to carry out their work, outside of sort of church compounds or outside of the cathedral. So yes, it's a worrying time for all the staff there and for us here in Rome as well.